Unused free gifts after the promotion period are returned to the warehouse or vendor, while excess gifts are reallocated for liquidation after necessary approvals. So sometimes the free gifts are not, the sometimes the promo is not good enough. There are free gifts which are left behind. So that can be returned to the vendor. Some unused free gifts are returned. Sometimes the vendor says you can keep the free gift. So then the excess free gifts are reallocated or used for some other purpose. But necessary approvals are taken so that liquidation can be taken appropriately. Regular checks for expiry and damages are conducted for free gift item, maintain quality standards and prevent customer dissatisfaction. So the staff manning the free gift counter needs to check the expiry date, and they need to check whether the products are in a good condition to be given to the customers, because they don't want to issue a sub-quality, substandard free gift or a sub-quality product to a free as a free gift to the customer, which might result into customer dissatisfaction, and overall the loyalty will get affected. So periodic checks are done by the person handling the free gift counter. Gift wrapping services. So retail store offers gift wrapping options when a customer buys more products. So it also adds into overall shopping experience. After the billing, the customers can avail free gift wrapping option. The customer reaches to the customer service desk or the desk which is offering free gift. They need to show the bill, and then the staff will do the gift wrapping for the customers. So the gift wrapping staff needs to ensure that they have well stocked papers, they have cards, they have a good wrapping material available, like paper, tapes, ribbons and marker pens are adequately available. Sellotape needs to be there, so that there is a, this is the convenience or this is the facility given to the customers. So that is again also one more touch point, one more facility and one more convenience for the customer. Gift wrapping services adds value to the customer experience, helps in creating memorable moment during the special occasions and gift giving events. So certain times the corporates, they buy gifts in bulk and during festivals or during Diwali, and they ensure that once they buy in bulk, they get free, they get the service which enhances the experience as well. So that is also one of the value-added service for the customer. Adequate training and supervision ensure that the staff member maintain efficiency and quality standards while providing gift wrapping services, contributing to customer satisfaction and loyalty. The first and foremost thing what store needs to do is to train the staff under supervision. They need to do gift wrapping in a way that the gift looks presentable, and whoever comes is paying for the gift and the product. So they need to ensure that the gift wrapping is done properly. It's again one more customer touch point and customer satisfaction level point. Home delivery facility. Home delivery services are provided to customers within specified radius around the store, offered free of charge for minimum bill value. So if you take an example of a Big Bazaar, they used to do a home delivery on the bill value of 2000 rupees. Normally the area of delivery is within 5 kilometers, depending upon the organization to organization. So they can offer delivery beyond 5 kilometers as well, but there might be some charge. So all organizations have different SOP policies, standard operating procedures with regards to the delivery as well. So some people do it on amount of 2000, some people do on amount of 1000. So depending upon the organization, they offer this facility. That is also one more convenience for the customers. So after the billing, the customer requests home delivery, submit their bags, and the products are kept at the designated place at the counter. Once the bags are kept at the designated counter, there is a delivery challan is issued. The customer details like name, address, mobile number, details, bill date, number are entered in the home delivery challan, and a counter receipt is issued to the customer. Deliveries are scheduled based on the customer preferences, with packages sealed and placed in a delivery vehicle for prompt and efficient service. So once the bags are packed, they are sealed, they are kept in the designated places, and depending upon the customer preferences, the deliveries are done. Effective communication ensures that the customer are informed of the delays in delivery, maintaining transparency and trust in service. So there are chances where there are deliveries are delayed because of, maybe because of weather or there's a breakdown in the vehicle. So in case of any deviation with regards to the delivery, the customer needs to kept in the loop he or she needs to inform that there will be a delay so that it doesn't create a distrust or they don't change their loyalty. They come back again to the same show. So effective communication is a must for customer delivery as well. Garment alteration process. So another process with regards to the SOP is alteration of the garments. So normally in retail stores, the consumer buy apparels, they will quickly do the payment. Then they will go to the alteration services. So retail store nowadays offer garment alteration as a process, as a service to ensure proper fitting and customer satisfaction. After the products are built, the customer goes to the tailor master and they gives the measurement. So the tailors verifies the payment, they checks all the detail, and they take the measurement, they fill out an alteration slip, takes customer signature, they mention everything on the bill number, customer details, mobile number, and agreed upon delivery time dates. So once this process is done, the alteration is done, and the customer comes, shows the alteration slips, picks up the garment and leaves. So this is also one more touch point where it's a convenience for the customer. They get all the services under one roof. So that is with regards to the alteration process. Customers are informed of scheduled delivery date and time. Any delays are needs to be communicated promptly to minimize the inconvenience. Upon completion of alteration, when the customer picks up the garment, the tailor puts a stamp called delivered, hand over to the customers with corresponding alteration slip filled for reference and record keeping purpose. Return process. So there is a return policy. When a customer buys certain products, if they are not happy, they can return that product. So retailers also facilitate returns for product deemed unsustainable, unsuitable for customers' usage. So it can be excluding certain items like cosmetic, electronics, jewelry, and innerwear. So certain products can be exchanged, certain products cannot be exchanged. Jewelry, cosmetics, and electronics are not exchanged, under innerwear are not exchanged. Cash refunds are discouraged. Normally, credit note is issued. So if a customer is not happy with the product, they can, within stipulated time, maybe within 7 days with the original invoice, they can return the product with the bill. The customer service desk person will issue a credit note. Cash refunds are normally discouraged. It's not given, depending upon case to case. So the customer service desk person will first verify the bill. They will check whether there's an offer valid or it's a same store issue. Whether it persists from the same store, they verify. Once the verification is done, there is a register where they make an entry of the product which is returned. The bill is requested politely, and alternate products, the customer is issued a credit note and asked the customer to pick up the alternate product, go to the billing counter, show the new product, and the credit note amount is used for redeeming that particular product. So all these things are the credit note amount, the value, the bill amount, the invoice, old invoice number is all mentioned in the register. Products on discounted or promotion are generally not eligible for refunds except under exceptional circumstances authorized by the store manager. So products which are on promotion are not usually allowed for return purpose. In case if there are customer is irate and wants a credit note, then it can be done, but it needs to be authorized by the store manager. Security personnel at the store entry issues gate pass for return products, while return counter verifies details and issues credit notes after registering the returns. So when a customer is carrying a product, the person at the baggage counter makes a gate pass, entering all the details of the product, the SKU, the barcode, the value, and everything, so that it's easy for the customer to carry that product to customer service desk, and then they get the credit note issued. Then the customer goes with the credit note, buys the new product, redeems the credit note, and then there's a faster checkout. So that's the return process in short. Customer feedback. So once the shopping is done, customer feedback is essential for improving internal processes and fostering customer loyalty within an organization. So there are feedback mechanisms available. Certain stores have paper feedback. There's a feedback form kept. There are feedback box kept over it. So sometimes they use manual feedback. Sometimes they use electronic version. So there are certain times there are pads which are interactive, which have 3-4 options available. So a feedback form is typically gathered through conversations, special feedback pads, or dedicated stands place in the store. All feedbacks, notes are collected, studied and acted upon by store management with follow-up actions communicated to the customers. Sometimes the customer is happy with someone's service and they mention that staff particular name. So all those feedbacks sometimes helps into team briefing as well. If somebody has provided exceptional customer service, that needs to be recorded. Customer handling customer feedback is also an important parameter which results into customer coming back to the same store. So in case if the customer wanted a product and which was not available, but a feedback form is available and customer makes an entry, it's the duty of the store to ensure that when the product is available, they need to make a call and tell the confirm or inform the customer that the product is available. So this is the type of customer service helps in getting customer loyalty back. In case the customer is not happy with any product or service, the customer fills a feedback form. A proper mechanism needs to be followed where the grievance is handled, the customer is given a call, the problem is resolved, and the ensure that the if a customer is lost, then it's gained back again. So contacting customers to express gratitude for feedback and sharing planned actions further enhances customer engagement and loyalty. So in case of any grievances, if it's resolved, that will help into customer coming back. In case the customer is given positive feedback, that also needs to be, the consumer needs to be called and gratitude has to be expressed. Thank you needs to be said to the customer. Similarly, sometimes the customer write good feedback about the employee. So if somebody has given exceptional customer service and that staff name is mentioned, that customer feedback needs to be read in front of other team members during the team briefing next day morning. They need to be motivated. Others need to be motivated to give exceptional service to the customer. All these efforts lead to the customer loyalty and ensure that the customer comes back. Complaints handling, there are certain do's and don'ts which needs to be followed. So properly handling customer complaint is crucial for maintaining customer satisfaction level and loyalty. Do's of complaints handling include showing empathy, apologizing for inconvenience, identifying oneself with name and designation. The first step when a customer is irate, he or she is angry, they reach to the customer service desk. The customer service desk staff needs to be empathetic. He needs to apologize first, have a good listening skill, listen to the customer, and then introduce himself or herself with the name and designation, stating that I'm so-and-so person from the CSD and I'll be helping you out. Similarly, listening attentively, taking necessary notes, initiating immediate action are vital steps in addressing customer complaints effectively. So once the customer has reached to the desk, the staff needs to listen patiently. In the mind, he needs to quickly understand and start thinking what steps he or she needs to take. And that steps needs to be incorporated quickly, problem needs to be solved, and the customer's issue needs to solve immediately so that the customer remains a loyal customer to that particular store. Referring complaints to other departments and seniors for support, providing regular updates to customers, expressing gratitude for feedbacks are essential practices. There are certain times where the store staff cannot take a decision and that needs to be escalated to the store manager or their seniors or their approvals are needed. So all those things need to be done quickly. And once that's done, the complaint is solved. The customer needs to be called and checked whether he is happy with the solution. So all those things needs to be done effectively. Learning from the complaints, taking preventive measures and escalating recurring issues to management for resolution demonstrate a commitment to continuous improvement and customer satisfaction. So there are chances when there are stockouts and the customer was not happy. Now once the issue is resolved, the customer service desk needs to learn, be proactive, and sometimes they also need to give feedback to the flow managers as well that because of certain stockouts, there was a lot of customer issues, customer complaints which are coming. So they need to nip the problem in the bud, and during the store briefing, this feedback can be shared with regards to the stockout as well. So this was one of the examples with regards to the complaint. There could be multiple complaints and the store customer service desk who's handling the complaints or grievance need to be proactive. They need to ensure that such thing doesn't happen in future so that This are the steps for continuous improvement, and that leads to customer satisfaction. Certain don'ts: avoid blaming the customer, arguing or interrupting, and displaying inappropriate non-verbal expressions when handling complaints. So this is strictly no-no. Do not blame the customer, do not argue, which is quite self-explanatory. Taking statements personally or justifying or making excuses, speaking against the company or avoiding customer are counterproductive behaviors. These are strict no-no. The staff, the customer is angry because of the organization, and they are not angry and personally on the staff. So the staff should not take it personally. They should not take any excuse. They should not blame other departments. But the staff needs to ensure that they provide the right solution at the right time, ensuring that the customer is not lost and the customer doesn't go to the competitors. Saying "I don't know" without seeking assistance or running away from the customer is totally not allowed. The staff needs to stand there, listen to the customer and provide solution. They just cannot say "I don't know" and run away from there. That will do further damage to the store's reputation. So in case, even if they don't know, they need to ask for some time. They need to say, "Okay, I'll come back, keep the customer in loop, go and seek approval from the store manager and come back." But saying "I don't know" is totally not allowed. Judging subjectively or unfairly instead of showing genuine concern and empathy can escalate tensions and lead to further dissatisfaction. So when a customer is irate and he or she reaches the customer service desk, the empathy which is coming from the staff needs to be genuine. It should not look like staged. It should come from the heart. There should be genuine concern for solving customer's problem. So if it's not coming from the heart, then it will create further dissatisfaction. It will escalate tensions, and the customer will not come back. So these are the don'ts which needs to be adhered to 100%. Adhering to proper complaint handling protocols and avoiding negative behaviors are essential for resolving issues satisfactorily and maintaining positive customer relationships. Service checklist at baggage counter. The baggage counter serves as primary point of contact with customers. So the security person should greet customers and smile, assist them with depositing bags. So this is the first touch point where definitely it helps into creating a positive environment for the customer. After shopping, the staff would wish customers well and offer assistance as needed. Ensuring a positive experience at baggage counter sets the tone for rest of the customer visit. Service checklist on the floor. So every staff is trained to greet the customers with a smile and maintain visibility and availability without being intrusive. So every staff is told to wish the customer, greet them and maintain a probably one hand's distance. So that will not intrude the privacy of the customer. That's what they've been trained. That's the checklist to be followed for the service checklist to be followed for the sales staff. The staff, in case the customer says, "I'll ask for the help," they need to back off. So the staff need to say, "Okay, I am so and so and I'm here to help. In case if you need any help, I am around, you can call me." So that's a statement the staff does, and he's around, he or she is around, and if the customer needs help, they can call them. Similarly, pay attention to the body language to anticipate customer needs and provide assistance proactively. So certain times the customer is looking for a product which he or she is not able to locate, and depending upon the body language, the staff needs to be proactive. They need to ask that if they are looking for a product, then they can help. So sometimes they need to be proactive in helping customers as well. Escort customers to desired product instead of merely pointing to offer to find information if unsure. So normally the staff is trained to escort the customer in case the customer is looking for a product A which is in the next aisle or a bay. Then the staff is expected to escort the customer to that particular section and help customer to buy instead of merely pointing at that. So the staff is not allowed to say, "Okay, that product is kept over there." They are not supposed to do that. They are expected to escort the staff to that specific location and help customer buy that product. Apologize for stockouts and suggest alternative, ensuring customer satisfaction and loyalty. So in case of stockout, the staff needs to say sorry, quickly apologize and suggest alternative. They can shop for another alternative, or they can offer a feedback form where, or they can take a register, they can take a requirement. And once the stocks are back in the store, they can call the customer for that purchase. Maintain professionalism by refraining from discussing personal or store issues in front of customers. The staff is clearly advised not to speak anything negative about the organization or the store in front of the customers. They need to have a professional approach. Billing counter. So the staff needs to have a smile and maintain eye contact they need to the customer. So once the customer has picked the product, they reach to the billing counter. The cashier maintains eye contact and they smile and they greet the customer. Handle the products carefully. Apologize for any billing delays or mistakes. Rectify them promptly. So the product needs to be handled carefully because the customer is going to buy. They are going to pay for it. In case of any billing delays, the cashier needs to apologize. And in case of any mistake, that needs to be rectified immediately. Thank customer for waiting if there's a delay and ensure a smooth transaction from payment to bagging. Inspect the merchandise before bagging to avoid defects or errors. Ensure customers and thank customers for the patronage. So once the billing is done, the cashier also checks the product that there is no damage or defective product which is going hampering the image of the store. And once the billing is done, the bagger packs the product. The cashier gives the invoice and the handy boy should maintain a friendly demeanor while providing carry bags and communicate clearly with the customers. So the person who's doing packing needs to hand over the bag in a very friendly manner and say thank you so that and they communicate. If it's a product which is a fragile product, they need to handle with care and they need to communicate to the customers carefully to carry it with care. So that there is no breakage and there is no damage for the customer. Free gift counter and home delivery. So inform customers about free gifts and bagging address. Any complaints promptly and courteously. Provide clear explanation and timelines for delay in delivery request. Apologize for any delays. Maintain a relaxed, easy body language, avoiding rigidness or fear when interacting with the customers. So certain do's and don'ts with regards to the free gift counter as well as home delivery counter. This both the counters, the staff, it's manned either by a security guard or it's manned by a store staff. So they need to have a easy body language. It has to ensure that they are ready to help. They are there to help the customer. The staff are, the store manager needs to ensure that the staff are well trained with sufficient product, promo knowledge and even the competitive knowledge so that they give a good experience to the customer. So with this, we followed the SOPs with regards to the floor, how a staff needs to perform, what are the processes which are followed with regards to the baggage counter, what are the processes followed with regards to the greeting, the processes with regards to a trolley, parking management, customer conveniences. So all these SOPs and the checklist help and ensure a good shopping experience for the customer. And all these things when followed results into operational excellence, thereby delivering repeat customer entry, customer loyalty, and ensuring repeat business. Thank you.